No. Okay. Maimer Beis. Halisik B'deich Lishma. We're holding the middle of Os Aleph. Right? We're holding the middle of Os Aleph. Od Yesh Lomar Al Pimash Kotzav HaBach. Furthermore, we can explain based upon the statement of the Bach. Al Maimer Chazal. Explaining Chazal in Nidon Pei Aleph. Al Ma'av the Oretz. Right? Why was the land lost to us? Why do we lose our Yisrael? It was asked to the Chachamim, the Malachim, and no one had an answer. This is a quote of the Gemara. Until Hashem Himself, the Exalted One, blessed be He, told us, because you left my Torah that I gave you, you didn't listen to my voice, and you didn't walk in the ways of the Torah of Omer Rabbi Rav Chisda Marav, Loimar. What does it mean they were Ozvam as Torosi? So says the Gemara over there that they didn't make a bracha on the Torah first. And the obvious question that every little boy, whoever opens up the Gemara, or hears the Gemara, thinks about the Gemara, should ask, is that seems like a very harsh punishment for a very klein, a different aveira, a very small aveira. They didn't make a bracha, right? They didn't make a bracha on Birchas HaTeira, and because of that, the entire Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. It does not seem like a very valid Mida Keneged Mida. It doesn't line up well. And the Bach explains, Hashem's intention was, we should all be learning Torah Kedesh, Tis'atzeim Nishmosenu, Ba'atzomois, Ba'atzomois, Ukedushas, Mekor Moitze Ateir. Is that we should strengthen ourselves, our neshamais, with ruchnius and kedusha from the source of the Torah, from connecting ourselves to Hashem. Therefore, Hashem gave us the Torah. And if we were learning Torah for this purpose, then the Klal Yisrael will become a merkava, a chariot, they will become a place that the Shekhinah would dwell in them. In other words, Hashem gave us the Torah to learn the Torah, to strengthen our connection, our neshamas, and strengthen our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we'd be learning Torah, then we would taka. For this purpose, we would attack and make ourselves into a Merkava L'Shechina. Merkava L'Shechina, a chariot that the Shechina rides upon. A klikibul, a vessel that can contain the Shechina within. Shaisa Shechina mamish bekirba. The Shechina will be inside of us, like the famous Al-Sheikh. Right? Vasuli Migdosh, V'shechanti B'soichem, says the Al-Sheikh. Omer Chazal. There's no chazal like this, but he says there's a chazal like this. Shechanti b'seichoy lo neemar ela b'seichom. That I didn't say to dwell amongst the Klal Yisrael, the nation of Israel, ela b'seichom, amongst you individually, b'seich kalechav echad, to dwell amongst even every single person in Klal Yisrael. That the Mishkan was a mechanism to have a Shoras HaShechina inside each and every one of them. Klal Yisrael, that's Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. I'll have a Mishkan inside my heart because the Mishkan is a Makom of a Shoras HaShechina, which means I'm creating my Bilvavi in my heart should be a Makom of a Shoras HaShechina, a way to develop this connection with the Kodesh Baruch. Fine. So Torah, says the Bach, Torah, learning Torah, gave us that capability to become a klikibul, to have Ashraz Hashchina within us. Shalit Hashchina mamish bekirkam ki heichal Hashem heima, they are the heichal of Hashem, v'aretz kulo haisa Meira Mikvoida, an entire world will be shining, will be enlightened from the cover of Hashem. Well, ato, but now Shulosku Batarikim Lutzurichadvaram Agashmim Lanosam. But now they're not being Mavarch Batari Techilu. Rather, they're learning Torah for their own personal pleasure. Their own personal pleasure. Leida Hadinim to know what to do. And they're not learning in order to connect to the Ruchnis, the spirituality of the Torah. So what does that cause? It caused a siluk, it caused a separation of the Shekhinah from the land, from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael lives and breathes Kedusha. But if we remove the Kedusha from the land of Eretz Yisrael, then it's no longer special. It was completely physical.
That's making yourself suffer.
They didn't learn Torah, they didn't go in the ways of Torah to learn it for its purpose. When they went to go open up to start learning, and to thank Hashem for giving them the Torah, the Bach is teaching us a famous Tzvei Dinim. Right? The Beis Halevi has a similar idea that we all are familiar with. The Bach is teaching us a famous Yisoid in Limud HaTorah. There's two ways to learn. There's three ways to learn. Because he really alludes to three. There's three ways to learn. There's learning solely to know what to do. I have to keep Shabbos. So I have to know the dinim of Shabbos. You're learning Torah. You could be learning a lot of Torah, but you're learning it solely for practical purposes of knowing what to do. That's one level of learning. Guess what? The Brisker Rav says women are also chayiv in that limud haTorah. Even though we know women are potter from Talmud Torah. Right? But women are chayiv to know how to do mitzvahs. And they're chayiv in that aspect of limud haTorah to know what to do. That's why the Brisker Rav says, that's why women make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Because they have a Chiyuv Talmud Torah to know what to do. That's the first level. There's a level of learning Lahanosim, to have enjoyment, to have pleasure in learning. It's like the people that, 1920s America, they would come to the Beis Medrash Shabbos morning, to the Daf Yomi Shir, to Daven Shachas, and hear the Rav's Drasha, learn the Daf Gemara, and then they drive to work afterwards. Why? Because it's the most geshmaka thing in the world. You have math problems, you have science problems, and I have a geshmaka Torah. It's lahanosim, it's geshmak. Second Yisraelim learn. Second Mahalachim learn. Zuk Bach, there's something that's above all that. A level of learning that trumps all that. And that level of learning is learning Torah for its purpose of connecting to the Ruchnius of Torah, the Kedusha of Torah, to connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, using Torah as a mechanism to refine yourself, to become a Merkava L'Shechina, a Heichal Hashem. And that, says the Bach, Shlo Birchas HaTorah is merames on the fact that we're learning in order that Torah should be a Heichal Hashem, that we should make ourselves into Heichal Hashem, that the Torah should refine ourselves, refine our personality, refine ourselves as individuals to become better people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can rest His Shekhinah upon us. To become a Beis Mikdash Ma'at. Right? A Bilvavi Mishkan Evni. That's the Yisoy of Birchas HaTorah, says the Bach. So the Gemara says, Shlo Birchu B'Torah T'chila Vaz Mentos. What does that mean? They were learning. They could have been learning a ton. They could have known Shas and Poskim backwards and forwards. But they were learning it for two reasons. They were learning it to know what to do, and they were learning it for personal pleasure. And they weren't learning Torah, Lizdavik Takulish Baruch, they weren't learning Torah to make themselves into Merkav L'Shechina. That was the problem. They remove the Kedusha from the Torah, so you remove the Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael, what's the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash? In other words, the direct result, the Mita Kenegi Mita, if there's no Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, so why is there a Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael? So that's why it's a Mita Kenegi Mita. Here, Dvarav Apia Yisayda, Muvah B'Svarim HaKadoshim, says in the Nesivah Shalom, so we can explain this idea of the Bach based on a beautiful concept defined in the Svarim HaKadoshim. Shepot Tariyag Mitzvahis, that all of the Tariyag Mitzvahs in Eitzvahis, they're different advice, they're different ideas, Eich Lahasig L'Kayim Mitzvah, Uboyis Etobik. They're all Eitzvahs of how to fulfill the Mitzvah of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch. And that is the purpose of Torah mitzvahs. In other words, the Zohar says that it calls the six Tariyag mitzvahs are Tariyag itin. They're different etzes, the different ideas of how to connect. They're not commandments, but they're advice. The advice of how to be mekayim the mitzvah of uvoyis idobik to connect to Hashem. The veikus of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right. Now, 613, the Maral points out that the ultimate dveikus, the shleimus advekus that a person gets with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is only through a kiyum of all 613 mitzvahs. The 613 mitzvahs is the way a person has complete shleimus in that connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He explains the Gemara at the end of Makkis, of Gimel Abayis, with Alan Ralph. Right? The Gemara says, David came along and he said, despite the fact there are 613 mitzvahs, David had midim al yud aleph. He knocked them down to 11. The Gemara continues 11, 7, 3, 1. Goch habakuk v'midim achas sadi b'munos yichya. There's one mitzvah. The Maral says the pshat is that these are 613 is the ultimate vekis that you could get to Hashem. But there's a mechanism of having a dveikus on a lower level that's similar, but on a lower level. David says to 11, Shayol, whatever, Chabakuk says, guess what? If you fulfill the mitzvah of Tzadik B'Menos Yichya in the ultimate degree, then you will have a Dveikus with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is it going to be the same Dveikus that you get with 613? No. You'll get a Dveikus. There will be a development of a Dveikus that exists.
The more you are able to deprive it, satisfied, and you don't need it anymore.
That the dveikus, that there is still a level of dveikus that a person can get through the kiyum of tzadik b'menos yichya. The Maral then says, goes on in a different place. He says, guess what? If you really fulfill the mitzvah of tzadik b'menos yichya, then you'll realize that all 613 are just an expression of that tzad, of that emunah in Hashem. That's for a different time.
Why is that we're talking about the three levels? Why is that we only focus on the third level and we focus on the first basic level? So much? We're focused about the
Lishma.
Instead of also just like, you gotta know, like.
We'll get there in a second. So, Perish Advarim says in the Nesivah Shalom, what does it mean that Torah and mitzvahs are a mechanism for Dveikus? Dehine, Eich Yasig Odom HaKochitz Michoymer. How can a person who is a conglomeration, who is a composite of physicality, as a Dveikus Baboris Barach connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Valo Ein Oror Mizdabik Vibarach. No curse can connect to Baruch, to blessing. Yes. That's the reason we have 613 mitzvahs. That through the fulfillment of the 613 mitzvahs, that they purify, they cleanse the 613 limbs and sinews, right? Different 613 parts of a person. In other words, it seems crazy to say that a physical entity can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aside from in Aram and Stavik Baruch, physicality can't connect to the spirituality. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvahs, 613 ways, which are means of taking a physical existence and connecting to something spiritual.
We're only human, and therefore,
we can't. Einocha mitzvah v'kol ha-mitzvahs kulan shihi shekula keneged Talmud Torah el Talmud Torah keneged kulan. Says the Rambam, there's no other mitzvah, obviously coming from the Mishnah and Peah, there's no other mitzvah that is equivalent to all, of all the other, there's no mitzvah of all the other 612 that is equivalent to Talmud Torah. Rather, Talmud Torah is keneged kulan. The learning of Torah has a very elevated power to cleanse a person's body in order that he can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there are many ways you can wash your dishes. Right? You don't use a Shabbos, you don't use a sponge, so you use your hand, you use something that's a Shabbos sponge or whatever. Well, it is a sponge.
It is a sponge.
Problem of safe, right? You
can't use a sponge.
Oh,
good to know.
So, Shabbos, you don't use a sponge. So you wash anything. You wash with a sponge, it's even better, it's cleaner, right? If you really want to do a good job, so you use hot water instead of cold water, if you want to, during the week, obviously. If you want to do an even better job, so you put it in the dishwasher. It creates different levels in the cleansing process. And then you have your household dishwashers, and you have your commercial dishwashers, v'chule. They're all accomplishing the same, they're trying to reach the same goal. But you're going to get a better cleansing if you do it with the top and the best, most powerful dishwasher out there, right? Zuk the Rambam, Zuk the Rambam, Shalom explaining the Rambam, that every one of the mitzvahs can create the Dveikus with Hashem. Every one of the mitzvahs has the capability of cleansing and elevating our bodies to a level of Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Torah is unique in the fact that that's the best dishwasher out there. That's the best way to cleanse a person's body, to create that Dveikus. That Hashem and Torah and Yisrael are all one, Hainu. The first hey in the Shem Havayim is symbolizes the Shechina Ilah, the Shechina on high, the hey Tato, Knesset Yisrael. Explain on a basic level. And the last hey, the second hey, represents Klal Yisrael. The emtz of vav hachibor in any vav, the connecting everything. Rumors are teira hakdoisha mechaberes mekuch brichu Yisrael. That Yisrael the rais of a kuch brichu chad. He says the pshat is that you have physical man, lowly man, Knesset Yisrael. That's the hay, the last hay. Then you have the high hay, which is representing a kodesh baruch, and the vav hachibor, which connects the two of us. That's the teira. That's what it means, learning Torah for its purpose. That through learning Torah, that's what it means. You learn Torah Lishma, then you connect to the Shechina. Connect to the Shechina, you become a Merkab of the Shechina, you become a Heichal Shechina. Now,
Torah is more important than all these other things.
Benji asks, that's beautiful, it's a Meridika Mahalik, right, that we discussed, the learning Torah for its purpose, we had the Ramchal's Mahalik of what the purpose of learning is for, lifting a person up to remove the physical realms of this world, to elevate a person, the back is going from the top down, that the Torah has the capability to purify a person and bring the Shekhinah down into the person, right? You have a two-way street to create the connection from, you know, one is to elevate us, one is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to us. Wonderful, beautiful, amazing. That's all learning Torah, Lishma, Lishem Yehuda, for its purpose and for its goal. What about the average individual? Right? What's the problem? Amah of the Arts? Why is it removing the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael for learning Torah Shalal Yishma?
They were
for the Hanah. They're learning Yishma. What's the problem? That's what Benji's asking. Of learning Torah, to know what to do. Of learning Torah for the Gishmak of learning Torah. Why is that so wrong? Why is that such a problem that it creates a loss of the Beis HaMikdash? So now, In the next shtickle, the next yisoid that the Nesiv Shalom is going to discuss, is probably the most practical for everyone. And that's the Chazal that says, "Adam yasek adam b'toyer shaloi lishma, shemitoyer shaloi lishma baal lishma."
It's night.
That the Gemara in Pesachim says that everyone should li oilam, right? Always yasek b'toyer shaloi lishma. Why? Because when you learn toyer shaloi lishma, that leads to lishma. Leads to lishma. That's probably for Madrugasenu, what we're holding now. That's probably the most pertinent question for everyone. The most important thing for us to focus on, and then, you know, Chaim says it's not a, it's not just like b'dievet, it's not something that you're stuck. But it, the only way to get to lishma, says the Nefesh Chaim, is if you start with lo lishma. The only way, if you start with lo lishma, then you can get to lishma. Figure out that it's every single time you learn, if that's the whole, the beginning of your life, or the end of your life, whatever. As I said, in Nefesh Chaim, so Mir Hashem.
The cash on that.
What do you mean?
And nowadays, like, no one even wants to do the lishma.
I'm not sure what you're asking, but I'm saying the major question on that, right, is that you see a lot of people are learning lishma and they never get to the level of lishma. That's the partial question. That's already a teretz. That's the fundamental kash the other mask. Hold on, the einenu roi is that that's not so true. A. And the other question is why aren't people learning shalom lishma? What you're asking, Nachmanides talks about that. There's a whole discussion about why people have fallen to the level that maybe there is no shalom lishma on Torah.
What does that mean?
That's a really different thing. Okay.
Okay.
What? Because he says, after